Welcome in. This is an advanced Ableton Live 12 session, and we're going to build a Darkside Amen validation system that's designed to survive real mixdowns and real mastering. The vibe target is deep jungle atmosphere, rolling, hypnotic, slightly menacing. But here's the big constraint that makes this lesson different. We're not just trying to make the break sound insane and solo. We want it to sit under sub and atmosphere, hit hard, and still behave when the limiter eventually gets involved. So think of this as a playbook. Slice, sculpt, control dynamics, create variations, print stems, and then do translation checks like a mastering engineer would. Alright, step 0, set the session up so the break translates. Pick a tempo between 160 and 170. I like 165 as a sweet spot for deep rollers. On the master, drop a utility and pull it down to -6 dB. That's headroom. You're basically saying, I'm not chasing loudness right now. I'm building a system that will get loud later. For warping, don't default to Complex Pro on breaks. Start with Beats mode. Use Transient Loop, and don't overfix the groove. Jungle breaks have swing baked in. Too many warp markers is how you get that smeary, facey, cardboard break sound. Now step 1. Choose and prep the Amen. Drop the Amen on an auto track. Turn warp on. Set 1.1.1 to the first true transient, not the first bit of noise. Make sure the bar length is correct. Usually 1 bar, sometimes 2. Gain stage it so it's not slamming. You're aiming for that -12 to -9-ish feel. Not quiet, just not clipping the whole project. Do a micro clean with EQ8. High pass at 25 to 35 Hz. Steepish. If it's boxy, a gentle dip around 300 to 500. If it's harsh, don't start hacking the top yet. We'll control harshness more intelligently on the bus and in the airband. Step 2. Slice it to drum rack. This is your validation engine. Right-click the clip. Slice to new MIDI track. Slice by transients. One slice per transient. Use the built-in preset and we'll take control from there. Rename the track something like Amen Rack Darkside. Small thing, but advanced sessions live or die by clear naming. Now step 3. Build the 3-band Amen inside the drum rack, because this is where master-friendly control really starts. The idea is simple. If you process the whole break as one blob, you end up over-compressing the hats to control the kick, or over-saturating the snare to get more weight. Splitting it into low, body, and air lets you shape each part without collateral damage. Inside the drum rack, show the chain list, and create 3 return chains. Name them LOW, body, and air. Now go through your slice pads and set the sends so they feed those returns. Body is your main. IR gets a healthy amount. LOW is subtle because you mainly want thump and transient information down there, not a blurry low-end wash. And here's an advanced coach note. Treat this routing like mastering prep. You're not just designing tone. You're reducing the amount of random peak events that will later trigger limiters in ugly ways. Let's process the LOW return. Put EQ8 first. Low pass around 140 to 180 Hz. High pass around 25 to 35. Then drum bus for a little firmness. Drive somewhere around 5 to 15%, but careful. Boom can be off. Or set around 55 to 65 Hz very gently if you truly need it. Then utility, width at 0. Mono low end, non-negotiable if you want stable limiting and club translation. Now body, EQ8. High pass around 90 to 120 so it doesn't fight the low chain. If it's woolly, dip 250 to 450, then glue compressor. Attack about 3 milliseconds, release auto or around 1/10 to 3/10, ratio 2 to 1. You're looking for 1 to 3 dB of gain reduction on peaks. This is glue, not punishment. Then roar for dark texture. Start with 2 or warm. Low drive, maybe 2 to 6 dB and tilt it darker. Mix it in, 10 to 30%. You want attitude in the mids, not painful cymbal hash. And here's a key trick. If you use roar, distort first, then filter after. That gives you aggression without turning 4 to 8K into brittle shards. Now air, EQ8, high pass somewhere between 2 and 4K depending on the break. Optional tiny shelf around 8 to 12K if you need lift, but keep it modest. Then saturator, soft sine or analog clip, 2 to 6 dB of drive, soft clip on. Then harsh control. Use multiband dynamics as a de-esser. Solo the high band while you tune it. Set it so it grabs that nasty 2 to 6K crack only when it spikes, and keep it subtle, 1 to 3 dB reduction. The goal is crisp, not sandpaper. Quick extra. On the IR return, consider EQ8 in M/S mode. High pass the sides higher, like 4 to 6K, so your stereo width is mostly sparkle. And in the mid, Keep 2-4K a little smoother so the snare doesn't become a nail when mastered. Alright, step 4. Variations. This is where it becomes a playbook, not a loop. Variation 1 is the ghost note engine. Duplicate your main MIDI pattern. Add quiet 1/16 or 1/32 ghost hits using hat tails, little snare textures, little in-between slices. Velocity for ghosts, 15-45. Main hits, 70-110. Put a MIDI velocity device before the rack. Set it to comp mode, small drive to reduce extremes, and random around 5-15 for humanization. And here's the teacher note, if your groove starts to feel faster when you add saturation or extra ghosts, that's usually a warning sign. Dark side should feel heavier, not hurried. Variation 2 is probability fills using live 12 per note chance. Pick a handful of fill notes near the end of the bar, like those last 2/16ths going into the next bar. Set chance to 15-35% for subtle movement, or 40-60 if you want it more animated, but keep your anchors at 100%. Kick and snare structure stays stable. Randomize ornaments, not the skeleton. Variation 3. Micro timing swing. Use the groove pool, MPC-style grooves, or shuffled break grooves. Apply lightly, timing 10-25%, velocity 5-15, random 2-8. If you like what it's doing, you can commit it and edit, but don't commit too early if you're still designing variations. Variation 4. Slice pitching for menace. On selected snare or kick slices, transpose down 1-3 semitones for weight. On tiny hat slices, maybe up 1 or 2 for tension. Do it per pad inside the simpler or sampler that slicing created. Grow minimal. If you pitch everything, the amen stops being the amen and turns into a generic sliced loop. Variation 5. Dark side air reverse swells. This is a classic atmosphere weapon. Resample just the AIR return for a bar. Print it to audio. Reverse small chunks before snares, like an eighth note or a quarter note leading into the hit. Add reverb to the reversed audio. Decay around 1.5 to 3.5 seconds. Medium size. High pass the reverb input around 600 to 1.5K. Wet around 15-35%. Then gate or trim it so it sucks back into the snare instead of washing the whole mix. Variation 6. The halftime threat switch. For a 2-bar moment, drop some kick slices. Keep hats rolling. Let sub and atmosphere carry. You're creating contrast without changing BPM. This is also DJ-friendly if you keep the grid readable. Now step 5, the break bus, where the mastering mindset really starts. Route the drum rack into a group called break bus. On that bus, start with EQ8, high pass at 25-30. If the break is masking bass, a gentle Y dip around 200-400. If it's harsh, a small bell dip around 3-5K, Q around 1-2. Then glue compressor. Attack 10 milliseconds so transients survive. Release auto. Ratio 2-1. Aim for 1-2 dB gain reduction on average. Then optional drum bus. Very subtle. Drive 2-8%. Crunch 0-10. Use damp to keep cymbals from getting spicy. Then a limiter only as a safety while producing. Ceiling minus 1 dB. It should barely work. If it's working hard, don't accept it. Fix upstream with band control, per slice gain, and tail management. And here's one of the most important ideas in this whole lesson. If the break only feels loud because you crushed it on the bus, you're building a small, fatiguing master. Real loudness comes from transient discipline and controlled bands. Now step 6, make a deep jungle atmosphere. 2 support layers, sub and atmos. For sub, keep it simple. Operator or wavitable, sine or triangle. Don't sidechain the break from the sub. Usually not. Instead, sidechain the sub from a kick element if you have one. Or, if you want the whole groove to breathe, sidechain the bass slightly from the break bus, 1-3 dB max, fast attack, medium release. That gives you movement without obvious pumping. Also, subproof the break. If your sub fundamental is around 50-60 Hz, put a tiny notch on the LOW return right at that frequency, 1-2 dB with a wide Q. This prevents low-end intermodulation where the limiter starts chewing and the sub feels like it's wobbling in pitch. For atmosphere, create an Atmos audio track. Vinyl noise, distant pad, field recording, thunder, anything dark and wide. Process it. Auto filter low pass around 6-10K with a touch of resonance. Hybrid reverb, dark plate or room. Then utility to widen, maybe 120-160%. But high pass first so you're not widening low end. Advanced atmosphere move. Make the atmosphere follow the break without that obvious sidechain suck. Put a gate on the Atmos track sidechained from the break. and set it so it opens slightly more on quieter break moments. Blend it subtly. It makes the room breathe around edits. Now step 7, arrangement. Let's lay down a 32-bar template. Bars 1 to 8, intro, Atmos plus filtered break, maybe just AIR, or low pass the break around 3 to 6K. Tease ghost notes, bars 9 to 16, drop A, full break, variation A, rolling, sub enters, minimal fills, bars 17 to 24, drop B, increase probability fills, add reverse air swells, put your 2-bar halftime threat around bars 21 and 22, bars 25 to 32, drop C. One big fill at the end of bar 28. Trip to hats or air for 1 bar, then slam back in. And here's an arrangement to upgrade mindset. Plan energy changes by frequency, not just more notes. Have bars where only IIR changes, or only LOW changes, or only the tails change. That reads as progression, and it stays mixable. Before we wrap, let's hit common mistakes so you can avoid the usual time wasters. Overwarping the amen. If it gets facey, you forced it. Use fewer markers. Too much saturation on the AIR. That's how you create painful 3 to 6K that makes loud masters impossible. Wide low end. Stereo lows are unstable, especially when limiting. Mono below roughly 120 to 160. Randomness everywhere. Chance on anchors breaks the groove. Keep anchors stable. Compressing the break to compete with sub. If the bass disappears, you crank the break. Then the master limiter collapses. Use EQ and band control instead. Now extra coach notes, because this is where advanced producers level up. Calibrate break loudness with listening, not meters. Try to keep your monitoring consistent session to session. Then ask, does the snare read when the sub is loud? Do the hats fatigue after 8 bars? Does saturation make the groove feel heavier, or does it feel rushed?